From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. France mourns the victims of the terrorist attack on Paris. France held a solemn memorial service Friday to mark 2 weeks since the deadly terrorist attacks in its capital, Paris. The names of the 130 victims of the attack were read at the ceremony held in the courtyard of Paris's central Invalides complex. Among those in attendance, the French president, François Hollande, families and victims, and hundreds of those injured in the attacks. French citizens were also encouraged to display national flags Friday to honor the victims of what was France's worst ever terror attack. The coordinated gun and bomb attacks were claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which controls parts of Iraq and Syria. Hollande this week completed a whirlwind diplomatic mission to build an international fighting force against Islamic State.
The French president said it is clear that terrorism is the common enemy of the civilized world.
We know it. It has a name. It is Daesh, Islamic State. It has territory, an army, and resources. So we must create this large coalition, which I was talking about, to hit these terrorists.
The Russian president pledged his cooperation. But Moscow's interest in Syria conflict with those of NATO member Turkey, undermining Hollande's effort. After Turkey's downing of a Russian jet, Putin accused Ankara of buying oil that helps finance Islamic State. Russia announced Thursday that its air forces had wiped out Syrian rebel groups operating along the Turkish border near where its jet was brought down this week. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Find out more on this story on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA. Police in Bangladesh are trying to identify and track down the gunman who opened fire inside a Shiite mosque Thursday evening, killing one man and injuring three others. The U.S.-based Site Intelligence Group, which monitors online activities of radical Islamist groups, reports the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. The muezzin, that's the man who calls the faithful to prayer, was killed. Local TV reports say the three wounded men are in critical condition in the hospital. The attack comes amid concerns about the rise of militant Islamists in Bangladesh. German police have arrested two men in Berlin who were suspected of planning a serious attack against the state. The men were arrested Thursday following a raid on an Islamic cultural center in the German capital, according to police in Berlin. Authorities say the suspects are aged 28 and 46, but they have not released their identities or information on their alleged plot. Local German media reported one of the men was Syrian, the other Tunisian. European authorities have been on high alert following this month's gun and bomb attacks in Paris. Malian special forces have arrested two men over last week's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital that killed 19 people, according to a statement distributed this morning. The statement identified the two Malians, both arrested in Bamako, but provided no other details on their background or their potential roles in the attack. Two gunmen armed with Kalashnikov assault rifles and explosives stormed the hotel before 7 a.m., striking just as security guards were about to change shifts. After shooting four of the five guards, killing one of them, they fired wildly in the lobby and breakfast dining area before heading to the hotel's upper floors. Malian troops, backed by French and American special forces, swarmed in to retake the building and free terrified guests and hotel staff during a siege that lasted more than 7 hours. Pope Francis has called on the youth of Kenya to eschew tribalism and make the choice to listen and reach out to one another. He addressed tens of thousands of young Africans at Kenya's Kasarani Stadium on Friday.
I feel very much at home sharing these moments with my brothers and sisters who, and I'm not ashamed to say this, have a special place in my life and my decisions. I am here because I want you to know that your joys and hopes, your troubles and your sorrows are not indifferent to me.
Earlier Friday, the Pope visited Nairobi's Kangemi slum, where he emphasized the need for safe and well-built housing for the poor. On Thursday, he celebrated Mass in Kenya, attracting tens of thousands of worshippers to the University of Nairobi to see him. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.